In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
He is and always shall be.
I'll try to be shorter today because we have a long day ahead of us. But I want to thank you today for decorating the Christmas tree, for decorating the Christmas tree yesterday so beautifully. Thank you very much, and you did a wonderful job. Now I want to ask you, what do you think? Why do we have a Christmas tree? Have you ever thought about that? Why we have a Christmas tree? So what do you think? Why do we have a Christmas tree?
Because it's always Christmas.
Because it's always Christmas. But is it always Christmas? It's now is the time of Christmas, but we feel that it's really Christmas is really coming. So why do we put up a Christmas tree and we decorate a Christmas tree at this time of the year, at Christmas?
Because when Jesus was born, he gave light to the world, and he gave life to the world. And you know how the Christmas tree always is green? Mm-hmm. And it symbolizes life and stuff.
You are pretty close. You are
pretty
close.
Because it's always green.
Yes, so What do we celebrate at Christmas?
Jesus' birth,
right? And because, and who is Jesus?
Christ.
He's the Christ, and he is?
The Savior of the world.
The Savior of the world, and he is God. And God is the one who gives life. Could you give life to yourself?
No.
God is the one who gives life to you. God is the one who keeps everything alive. But, you know, human beings separated themselves from God. And human beings were not having the fullness of life anymore. So that's why God himself came into the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God himself, he came into the world to give life and the fullness of life to the world. And at Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birth. So at Christmas, we celebrate the coming of God into the world to give life to the world. And as Anna said, that's why we bring a green tree into the house. The fir tree is always green. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
And now we go back to what Lenny said, that is like always Christmas. Yes? For the Christmas tree is like always Christmas because the Christmas tree, the fir tree, is always green. So we bring into the house a tree, a Christmas tree, because it is always green and it is always alive. So it's the symbol of life. And not only that, but the Christmas tree has what kind of a shape? Because there are some other trees that are always green, but they don't have the same shape like the Christmas tree. It's like a triangle. And what else is like a triangle? Now I'm going to give you a hint. What appeared in the sky at Jesus' birth?
A star.
A star. And how is the ray of a star? In what shape?
A triangle.
It's like a triangle. Yeah? Yes, the star is like a diamond, but the ray that comes down is like a triangle. Yeah? So it is to remind us of the life. The Christmas tree reminds us of the life that God came into the world to give to us, and the light. Yes, because the Christmas tree has like the shape of a ray of light, the light that God came to give into the world. And that's why also we light Christmas lights. We decorate the Christmas tree with Christmas lights to remind us that Christ is the light of the world, that he came to give life and light to the world. Do you like to walk in darkness? How is it to be in darkness?
Scary.
How is it to be sick, not fully alive?
Bad.
It's bad. Can you imagine how it is to be dead?
Lava.
Lava.
This is lava.
Lava? Yeah, it's not good to be in lava. You are stuck. You are dead and stuck. That's what it means to be dead. So we want to be alive, and we want to have the light of Christ, so that we'll have the fullness of life. Amen. Thank you very much. Christ is among us.
He is and always shall be.
If you're not faithful on this Sunday, the Sunday before the Nativity of the Lord, we heard again the genealogy of the Lord from the Gospel of Matthew, and we heard so many names of so many males, of so many men who believed in God and worked together with God for the coming of the Messiah. And the genealogy begins with Abraham and it ends with Joseph, the betrothed of Mary. And so many times we ask ourselves, where do I go from here? What do I do now? So many times we're at crossroads in life and we don't know where to go. Today's genealogy becomes and ends with two men who had to make a lot of tough decisions in life and who really had to walk in faith and to follow God in faith. We read of Abraham in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, the beginning of chapter 12, says that now the Lord had said to Abraham, before his name was changed to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that will show you. I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Get out of this country, from your family. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Can you imagine to be 75 years old when most of us slow down and prepare for the departure to the other life, the eternal life? God tells Abram, come out of your country, come out of your house, take the belongings and your wife with you, because I have to take you to another land, to another country. And Abram didn't say, you know, Lord, I'm old, I'm tired, that's it, I had enough. He got up and he followed the Lord to the promised land. Same thing happened throughout the Old Testament. Men of faith followed God when God asked them to follow him and to work together with him. And we have the entire genealogy of more or less righteous men, but all of them had a relationship with God. Some of them were righteous, some of them were not so righteous, but all of them had a relationship with God. And the genealogy ends with Joseph, who again, according to the tradition of the church, was an older man. According to the tradition of the church, Mary was a young virgin when she was betrothed to Joseph, just to take care of her, because that was the rule of the time. The fact that Joseph is out of the picture, out of the Gospels, after Mary, Joseph, and Jesus go to the temple when Jesus was 12 years old, tells us that Joseph must have passed away. And also the fact that on the cross our Lord Jesus Christ tells John, his disciple, to take Mary into his house, that tells us that Mary was a widow with no other children. And Jesus on the cross asked John, the evangelist, the apostle, to take care of Mary, who was a widow now, with no children. But going back to Joseph, according to the tradition, he was an older man who was married before, and who was a senior man now, and he was asked to take Mary under his care. And Joseph got more than what he bargained for. Because not long after he betrothed Mary, they were engaged. They were not married yet. They were just engaged. He found out that Mary was pregnant. Now what? What do I do now? I'm an old man. I got this girl, you know, just to look after her. And I find out that she's pregnant now. I don't know how this happened. What do I do now? And according to the gospel, he was a righteous man. And he thought, you know what? I'm not going to because he could ask the community to put her to death because he was dishonored. But he was a righteous man. He thought, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to put her aside quietly and we'll see what will be. And then an angel of the Lord comes to him and tells him, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary under your roof and to have her as your wife. Because the one within her was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Wow. And then he just believed, he did what he was asked to do. He took Mary under his roof. She became his wife. And then from Nazareth, he came down to Bethlehem with Mary to register according to the Gospel of Luke. And again, you know, he was a senior. He traveled from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem. And then in Bethlehem, the angel of the Lord appears to Joseph again. Joseph, you have to get up. You have to get up to take Mary and the child and to go to Egypt. Or thank God. Another trip. But he did it. He did it. He went to Egypt. And from Egypt, he was coming back to Bethlehem. Now, don't say Bethlehem. Go up north. Back to Nazareth, because the life of the child is not safe yet. You have to go to Nazareth. So he went to Nazareth. A man of faith who, in his old age, asked what God did, what God asked him to do. And that's what we are called to do as men of faith. When God asks us to do something, like the men of faith of the Old Testament, from Abraham to Joseph, like men of faith, we are called to get up and to do our mission in the world. We are called to look after our families, to look after our children, to do our job, to do our work in the world, whatever work God asks us to do. I was listening the other day to a presentation by Father Tom Popko, and he was saying that in one of his parishes, when he was a young priest, he preached once about whatever you do, you know, to do it well. In fact, no, the story goes the other way around, that he had a man in the parish who was making holes at a factory. That was his job, you know, to make holes all day long. And one day, he came to Father Tom and he asked him, you know, Father Tom, I received an offer, you know, to be promoted to be a supervisor. What should I do? And Father Tom said, you know, if God asks you to do this, you know, maybe be a supervisor. And he became a supervisor. About 2-3 months later, he came back to Father Tom. Father Tom, I was a supervisor for a while, but I didn't enjoy it very much because the people I was supervising were not doing a very good job. So I decided to go back to making holes myself because I really know how to make good holes. He was making holes all day long, but he made good holes. That was his mission, and he took it seriously. From that to taking care of the Son of God, whatever we are called to do, let us try to do it as well as we can. As men of faith and as women of faith, please work together with the men of faith. As Sarah followed Abraham, and as Mary followed the Lord, and Joseph for the salvation of the world. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.